President takes to the road to sell his nominee to head the Consumer Protection Bureau.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media, in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama launches a 7-state road trip today to support the man he tapped for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB. He's former Ohio Attorney General Richard Cordray. But Republican senators vow to block any nominee until the bureau itself gets overhauled. Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us live with the latest on that story. Hey, Gregory.
Hey there.
So, all right, the CFPB is up and running, but they don't have a director. What can the CFPB do right now?
Well, they can listen to complaints.
Okay.
So if you think your credit card company or your mortgage lender or your auto lender is guilty of unfair, deceptive, or abusive practices, you can call the CFPB and tell them about it. They'll investigate, but they can't do much about it, at least in terms of oversight, until they have a director.
All right. So the Republican opposition here, and it's not every Republican, but enough of them to matter, right?
Right. Right. So originally, of course, a lot of that opposition was focused on Elizabeth Warren, the Harvard professor, now Senate candidate, who created the CFPB. Now the opposition, as you said, is on the CFPB itself. First, because its funding is independent of congressional control. It can act independent of politics. That's seen as a bad thing by some. Second complaint is a little more wonky. The senators in opposition say that the CFPB should be focused not just as it is on consumer protection, but on something called the safety and soundness of the financial industry.
All right. So accountability, I get. Give politicians more control. But safety and soundness, how would that change the CFPB?
Well, it creates at least the perception of a conflict. You're, in a sense, telling the regulator of an industry they have to worry about keeping that industry healthy. I called Lawrence Baxter. He's a law professor at Duke and a former VP at Wachovia. He says that's the same mission confusion that hampers other bank regulators.
The control of the currency and the Fed have had conflicting missions throughout their existence. And so the whole thinking behind the CFPB is, say, let's take a focused agency that is focused on consumer activities and have it watch that side of the store.
Fortunately, as we said, watching the store is all about all they can do until they get someone in that director's chair.
Marketplace's Gregory Warner. Gregory, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher. The Dow up about 1.25%, 144 points at 12,164. The Commerce Department said today orders for manufactured goods fell in November by 0.4%. French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel today said they want to rework European Union treaties to underscore fiscal discipline and to ensure the debt crisis never happens again. A plan is likely to come out later this week at a big European summit. Governments have been at loggerheads trying to come up with solutions, so it's funny that a country with the fifth highest debt load in the EU has been without a government for more than a year and a half. But Belgium's streak may be coming to an end, as the BBC's Matt Cole explains.
It's been as much a source of amusement as anger here in Belgium that the country has gone so long without a government. There have been serious demonstrations calling on politicians to get their act together, but also more light-hearted protests. One group have refused to shave their beards until an administration is formed. A female lawmaker suggested the partners of her colleagues involved in negotiating a deal withhold conjugal rights until an agreement was reached. However, the critical stage of the European debt crisis may have forced a breakthrough. The six parties involved in talks have come to an agreement in principle to name Elio Di Rupo as the country's new Prime Minister. Here's Mr. Di Rupo trying to reassure markets that Belgium was still able to pass an austerity budget without a government.
We are proving that Belgium is capable of taking extremely difficult measures and that we are ready to face any kind of situation.
So right now, Belgium's got a budget, but no government. In Belgium, I'm the BBC's Matt Cole for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. By Money Magazine, offering personal finance advice, ideas, and tips on managing your health, home, career, travel, tech, investments, and more. December's issue, Make Money in 2012, is on newsstands now. and by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org.
The new movie Shame opened over the weekend, brought in more than $300,000. Doesn't sound like much for Hollywood, but it's the third largest take of any NC-17-rated movie in limited debut. Amy Kaufman covers the box office for the LA Times. Hey, Amy.
Hey.
How much of a challenge is it to sell an NC-17 movie?
You know, it can be a relatively big challenge. Obviously, the rating itself probably turns off a lot of more conservative moviegoers who aren't interested in seeing something they imagine have a lot of sexual or racy content. And then, you know, the nation's number three theater chain, Cinemark, has a policy where they don't even show NC-17 rated movies. So you can't even get the film to play in a couple of, you know, not a couple, many cities. And that's clearly a big marketing challenge.
Has it always been that way? I mean, you know, trying to sell a movie that's like you say, really racy. Like, don't people want to see really racy movies or movies that have an edge?
But actually, a lot of the films that have done the best at the box office this year have been faith-based films. You know, a lot of right now, look at the top 10 movies. Almost half of them, more than half of them, are family-based films that are PG rated. It might seem like we're more comfortable than ever with sex. You know, moviegoers aren't showing up to kind of more family-friendly films, which speaks to something else.
Do people really pay attention to this stuff? Do they look at rating? I mean, I'm sure for their kids, like parents do pay attention. But I mean, really? I mean, do you really look at the NC-17 and say, well, I don't really want to see that?
I think some people do that. You know, this movie, on its surface, you see the plot description, Shame, it's about a sex addict. So I think right there, you know, there's going to be a lot of sexual content. It's probably going to be explicit. And some people aren't interested in seeing what they consider to be, you know, maybe softcore porn, pretty much.
Amy Kaufman, who covers the box office for the LA Times. Amy, thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, check us out online at marketplace.org, our all-new website. The podcast is there. You can check the numbers throughout the day. Share your thoughts with us, too. Marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
China's economy is so hot, it's immune from whatever's happening all the way over in Europe, isn't it?
A big export market is seeing slowing demand, and so that's hurting exporters throughout the region.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Asia and the European debt crisis. It is a small world, after all, you know. That and the day's business news next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.